What is this shift?
Ready for this?
Ready, set, go.
All right,
Now,
we're in.
here we go. Ready?
We're
Welcome,
ready.
shifties.
Shift hit the fan.
Shift has hit your fan.
Shift has hit my fan for sure.
It splattered in your life.
Yeah.
We got two things today, not just the tarot.
Yeah.
We got tarot and a subject. Going
And
back
the
to the
subject.
subjects.
But they kind of tie into each other, these.
They sure do. We had the subject first, and we said, all right, tarot, what else you got to talk about or show us about the subject? The
And
Two of
so we got the
Pentacles.
Two of Pentacles. Something about the Pentacles. That's what I think of every time I see a pentacle. From Finding Nemo. Something about the Pentacles.
Isn't Pentacles an earth sign?
Pentacles is, yes, I believe.
And on our subject of today is death. And so we both felt like one of these pentacles is life and one of these pentacles is death.
Yeah.
And we're constantly juggling between the two.
Life and death. The hidden energy. Don't do that. Is the Nine of Wands. And every time I see the nine, I just think the big event. Before the culmination, before the completion, before the fulfillment of something. So, and he's all beat up, like Elias said. He's been through some stuff.
So beat up and broken, holding on to his staff.
And look at the way he's looking at the other wands, you know, like, you put me through some stuff, man, to get here. And
Safely on the other side.
it's funny, I keep looking at my eyes. I'm like, I look like I'm about to cry this whole time. So, you know, which is I guess a good segue into the topic. And I guess we can be, you know, bringing them back and forth. I didn't think I was. Ooh, saying it out loud. I've only written this. I didn't think I was going to wake up this morning. And last night I was okay with it. I was at peace with it. But all I had was like exhaustion. I felt just wiped out, completely drained. And at some point in the night, I just felt like this is it. I'm done. I'm just gonna let myself go. I completely surrendered. And I was totally at peace with it. And then, because, you know, I was like, I'm just not gonna fight anymore. This isn't a fight for my life. I'm just in complete surrender for whatever. And this is just like a feeling. I'm now just translating the feeling that I had in the moment when I knew I wasn't going to wake up this morning. And then I heard these boop in my ears, in my head. And it just said, low battery. And instinctively, I just, you know, imagined a like an iPhone charger, plugged it into the base of my spine, and the other end of it was plugged into the universe, the all. And that's all I did. I just left it, and it just felt like a slow drip, an IV, just like slowly bringing the life force back into my body. And and yeah, I woke up, I got in communication with my family, said, hey, if in case the next time a dream doesn't wake me up, this is what I want to have done with my body. And then I communicated with my community in the Discord to let them know, if I ever drop out of communication, you have somebody in my family in this server to reach out to, right? Because it's the first time, like I've been through this two other times. This is the first time it's felt like real, like I was just ready. So I wanted to the people in my life to know, because they know me. Like I'm not one to just drop out of communication. And for a long time, people have known that about me. I remember one of my teachers in these personal development courses that I used to do. I came in late one time, and she says, for all I know, you could have been somewhere in a ditch right now because it's so unlike you to not communicate when you're going to be late to something. Like people rely on me to communicate, to have that level of integrity. And that's why I got in communication now, because it would be, because I know the impact it's going to have on people when I don't communicate. And I'm not really just processing right now with you what happened overnight, because I immediately just got into communication, thinking about the people that this would impact if I just died. And yeah, but it's still like, I don't know, it still feels like there's a reason that I don't know, it's like I feel like it's changing me. Like there's a reason that this happened, that I needed to be in communication. And not like death is close, but it's I think it's more about like reminding me that I am this person, because I've just been it's reconnecting with that broken self, the one that I've been trying to fix for 17 years. I think it's all coming together, showing me who I am, reminding me the best parts of me and what people love about me and what I love about myself. Like I'm someone that people can count on, and it's almost like it's showing me just how much I can trust myself and be trusted, I think. I don't know, what do you think? What are you hearing?
For me, whenever these type of things have happened, I come out the other end just with an appreciation of life, a connectedness to the people around me. Not just a few weeks ago, I had a probably my second big shroom trip, and in that trip, I died twice in like two different ways. It was kind of like a continuation of death, but it was like two different ways of dying. And in the one way, I was like the mushrooms were decomposing my body, and I was just returning to the earth. And this whole life that I had just lived just ended, just over 30 years of life, and then it's just gone. I just felt like I was the cell of the earth. And you're just like, well, this is it. That's it. That's all there was. Like, all of that was so, just felt so almost meaningless. Like, it wasn't even my life. And the second way I died, I was becoming, it was like I was this drug addict and my mind had just been completely erased. And I was just going to be this like shriveled, twitchy dude in a wheelchair for the rest of my life. And I had to come to terms with that. And when I woke up, I was like, whoa, I'm still alive and I have my mind and I have my memories and I have all these different things. And it gave me a huge appreciation for life. And I think that's a lot of the times what these near-death experiences kind of give us. It's just, it helps us wake up. It gives us a new life, a new meaning to what we are and who we are and the things that we experience. And I think that is something that's really beautiful. And I don't know what that feels like for you. I part of me is like, cool, you just got plugged into the universe. Let's see what happens tonight in the meditation.
I do. I feel so much more alive right now. Like in
Yeah.
the world, plugged in. I think I needed that, you know.
I think in a lot of the things that I've been transitioning through in my own life has been centered around that feeling of death. You know, the depression that I experienced last fall and kind of continuing after that, but like I, instead of going to work, I just slept in the bed for hours, so many days out of the week. And I was reflecting on this recently too. And I, you know, I, in a lot of the things that I've done in the last, this last year, I've really acted out in a lot of ways. And according to other people, you know, what they would think of being acting out. For me, I was breaking my barriers. For me, it was, why am I living in such a stuck life? Why am I limiting myself and putting all these, my, all these boundaries around my capabilities when death is so close? Like, I don't know when I'm gonna die. Why am I living in such a confined prison of a life if I, if death could come, you know, an hour from now? You know, I don't know if I'm gonna get in a car wreck, or I don't know if what's going to happen. So why not do something that's enjoyable? Why not take risk? Why not, you know, act out in a lot of ways? And I think for a lot of people, they don't understand that. They live this very sheltered life, not necessarily that they're like protected from the outside world, but like they have put this shelter around them, this cage around them to protect themselves from all of these mental dangers that we create in our life. And for me, I just, I don't want to live that way. I don't want to live in this fear of the world around me. And I think for me, that invites a lot of really beautiful people in my life. And because they want someone who's that open, who's that free and that willing to just act. And so I think for me, that's where I see these near-death experiences really opening us up to who we are and what we can become. And it like takes the limits that we have off of us. It takes that restriction out and it says, all right, here's this boundary I have. Can I push against it? What happens if I further this boundary? What happens if I go past this boundary? You know, it just makes you test your limits and live a little and experience things in just a whole different way. And not necessarily like taking risk and like carelessness as much as just like, it's just freeing.
The cycle of life and death. Don't be afraid to have a little. stir a little emotion up in the background.
Yeah.
Gonna be a bumpy ride.
It's gonna be a bumpy ride no matter what.
And we
Might as
are,
well.
honestly. What are you saying?
I just they might as well shake it up a little bit.
Might as well shake it.
It's kind of like my attitude towards towards driving in the snow. So like here where I live, there's tons of snow in the winter. And my motto always is, well, if I'm going to slide, I better slide on purpose. So I expect it, what's coming, and then I have fun with it instead of, not expecting it and then crashing. And it's always worked out for me. Always purposely slide in a corner so that I'm like, oh yeah, hey, this is what's happening. This is what's coming.
Reminds me of a dream I had of going down a waterfall, just like for the fun of it. I just went down off of this big, huge waterfall just to slide down it like if it was a water slide. Was recent too, so I wonder if it was just showing me what was coming. But yeah, that cycle of life and death, I was thinking of the thought, that I said before we started recording was I think of like how often we die to ourselves, former versions of ourselves. And I thought, with this whole multiverse thing or parallel universes, like, did a version of me, like, am I in a new timeline and that other version of me did actually die? And now my friends are like, trying to figure out where I am. The other Elias, the one that did actually, stay in that timeline. Is he trying to figure out where I am because we're supposed to be recording this right now, right? It's like that's what I woke up thinking about, and that's why I was like, I need to communicate with the people just in case something, this does happen. I have it for this people, timeline people, to have people to reach out to. Now they know they can reach out to my brother. They can just contact him directly on his phone because he never checks the Discord, right? stuff like that. Like, I wonder if I did die in that accident when I was 16, the first time I lost my memory. Right, so I think about these things like there is a version maybe of me that did die in that timeline, and now I'm here in this new timeline, a brand new person, completely dead to whatever it was that I was leaving behind back then. And that was probably the person that's not plugged in, that's because I had been talking about my there was a couple of things that led to this. I've been binge watching Supergirl. I have also communicated with the mushrooms. And Braiding Sweetgrass, the book that we're reading as in our book club. It started, I think, with the mushrooms when I was in like this warrior body, a native, a indigenous, First Nations person, talking to the spirit. I was feeling the impact of having lost our history, being forced to be white or whatever it was. And I was saying, well, what am I supposed to do with this now? Isn't this supposed to be about this, like, growing, using whatever it is that we were forced into to develop a new kind of magic, right? Why can't, you show me what I can do with this situation rather than suffering over what happened to our people? And with that, I felt so much peace. I felt like my ancestors trusted me with this healing. And then, just watching the dreamer character is the one that was really, it stood out to me, because I'm being guided to pay attention to my dreams, to the messaging, to whatever's coming up through that, because that's where the communication is coming from, the guidance that I'm going to get to help with this healing. And then with the braiding sweetgrass, there's a part in the first part of it where it's talking about the yellow and the gold flowers. And that maybe science and spirituality are that complementary, I guess, force, or maybe they're supposed to complement each other somehow. And that like tied all of this stuff together for me. A few years in the making, helping me understand what I'm supposed to be doing with all this information that I'm getting, how to get the magic from dreams, what I think is the dream state, into the physical. It's it's all just it's all still trying to, come together. But I think that's I went to sleep having read some form that I got from workers' comp, knowing, even though it didn't look like good news, it was, I knew that it was right because of the magic that I've been, I don't know, I just felt like it's over. It's finally come, like it's wrapped up. It's hard to put to words. I still haven't really sat with this and processed it, but I just felt like this fight is finally over. Like I've surrendered to what I'm supposed to be stepping into, and it's all like piecing itself together and making a lot more sense. And it is just a matter of tuning and tapping into that marriage of both things, the all, the you know it, there's a reason we have science now, and it's slowly catching up with what we've been told, for centuries by indigenous, by the savage, by the earth, whatever it is. So yeah, that's where it's like I still want to process all this stuff. So that's all the thoughts I have for that. What do you
I think it's beautiful to think about the spiritual things that we see, the visions that we see, and the things that come through our mind. Yesterday I had a jumped on a call with my mentor, and he said something beautiful where he said that the imagination is there for us to test out things in our body. Because what happens in our mind, our body doesn't really differentiate from reality, from the external stimulus that's happening around us. And so we create these beautiful things in our mind that help us experience life in a different way. And I think our mind can There's some people that say our mind is a sense in itself. I think our mind can pierce through those things that we can't see. And it reminds me of another quote that I read earlier this week where it said that it was talking about the illogical and how important the illogical is to everything that we do, to our very existence, to our society, our culture. It's founded in religion and art and songs and books and all of these different things. And I think even with my trainings of energy and all these different practices I've had to trust the mind. I've had to trust the sense that's in my mind. And as I've trusted that sense, I've been able to help people in spectacular, wonderful ways, helping them heal their own self as I've seen into the things that are going on in their life and in their body. And so I think it's really important to keep life magical, to keep it illogical in a lot of senses. And don't make everything so logical. And I think these near-death experiences that we have, these, I don't know, whatever they are, they bring us out of the logic that our society is so focused on. What are the facts? I think that's something that I've hated so much lately. It's just like, what are the facts? Who cares what the facts are? The facts are just made up stories that we're creating about something that happened. And that's one perspective of the thing that happened. It's not the entire story. And I think as we trust those illogical senses with and really question like what's the meaning be like what's the purpose behind this illogical thing that we have in our mind? We can navigate such a magical life, something that's so wonderful and exploratory. And we get so much more depth and meaning to life itself. And a lot of psychology points to having meaning and purpose in our life. Without meaning and purpose, nothing drives us. We're just a lump on a log. We get depressed. We don't function in life. And I love that these really big, scary experiences shake us from ourselves and help us to be more magical, to love the thing, everything that's going on around us, to be more illogical, to be more mindful in a lot of senses. It's not that we're living in our mind, but it just wakes us up to a different reality. It's a new birth in a sense. It's like that person. He's been shaken and he has a new strain of thought, a new path forward. And I just think that's such an important thing for us to go through, is to remember that life is it's so fragile in some senses, and we have so much that we can make it into if we really just live it and be in that present moment.
That stream of thought had helped me make a little bit more sense of what I've been trying to say, and it brought me right back to this. Like, we've got earth and fire here, and with the Emerald Tablet, we're being asked to get fire from earth and earth from fire, like to go between the two, gently, and how to master, and that's making more sense of like the dreams, the dream world for me specifically. You said imagination, but for me it is, it's helping guide me in that sense through dreams to the to reality, to my power, the thing that I've been wanting to connect to, and plug into, like I did last night. It's this is the Emerald Tablet right here. The fire and the earth, the process of bringing what's in your imagination into reality to make it manifest it. I'm being shown the process, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4 for me right now. 12:30.
Nice. And I do want to say that, like, our imagination, it's not that it's not real, but it's the creative process that is creating reality for us. And I think that it's just as valuable and just as important as our logical. If not more valuable and more important than our logical sense in some ways, at least putting more focus than we tend to put on it in our society.
Yeah, it's
I
just
guess
the
it depends on
core.
which part of society.
It's just the squirrely part. It's just as real. Imagination is just as real as reality. And that's why I think we're constantly being told to be really clear about what it is that we want to manifest, because it's gonna develop itself in our imagination. And if we let our imagination run wild and be all chaotic, then we're gonna get that manifest. Like we let our fears be what determines what we imagine, then we get a life full of things we're afraid of.
I think it's important to note, though, too, like, where do our fears come from? And I think our fears come from the past. They come from past experiences, things that we have experienced, and now we don't want to happen again. And so our imagination can either recreate those fears and be stuck in the past, or it can recreate something new. And this is where I love Joe Dispenza, because he really gets us to focus on letting go of the past imagination and to start creating new imaginations, to start to create our new desires, our new life that we want to live. And once we start creating, like, having these big and impactful events makes us realize, I'm going to let go of those past imaginations, those fears that I have. I'm going to start stepping into the new thing, because the new thing is way more exciting, way more enjoyable than locking myself up with all these fears and boundaries and whatever it is.
Think it just ties right back to what we started talking about, the fear of death, that death of an old way of being, death of, it's the having to step into something unknown, whether it's a symbolic death or a physical death. I think that's the thing that people fear most. Like, if I change, if I allow myself to do this thing, I will no longer know who I am. And that terrifies people, like, because it's a death of their self, or who they think is their self. Right back to death.
Right back to death.
Yeah, life and death.
And it's a cycle.
Yeah. I think
Always
that.
love to think about Shakti, Shiva, and Brahma, the creation, the preservation, and the destruction. It's a cycle. You need the creative force and the destructive force in order to keep the preservation. And the preservation is just the thing that allows things to continually be created and continually be destroyed. And it's just this beautiful cycle that we get to experience throughout our life.
Yeah, I think that was the death of fear for me. Now that I've gone through this conversation, I finally, for the first time, let myself just die. And I needed that for me to be able to take on what's next in life. Glad we had this talk.
Yeah. Glad we got the process out here.
Yeah, in real time, y'all got to sh see me shift myself. I shifted myself
Shifties.
all over this. Yeah, real time. And I'm not even
Real
sorry.
time shift.
Oh, yeah, it's really freeing.
Nice. I love that.
Just when I think I can't get more free, I get a new level of freedom. Because now the biggest fear is no longer a thing. And I didn't even think I was afraid of death. But I was afraid to surrender to something on some level. And I also didn't realize. Like to really let myself go, let go of the body, let go of whatever it is. And I've been trying to get to that, to be able to relax into meditation, knowing that I'm not going to lose myself, that I'm not going to be somewhere I can't come back from. And it's just given me this immense trust in the whatever is non-physical that's gonna bring me right back out. Like, hey, low battery, gotta plug in. Like an actual boop. It sounded so real. Like it was in this room. Boop. Low battery. Yeah. I'm
Now
sorry.
you're charged.
I am.
Let's go do some magical stuff with that charge.
Yeah, I'm still plugged in. Nice. It's
Awesome. All right, shifties. Go bring the shift to the rest of your life, to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Be something magical.
Surrender to the thing that you want. You'll be okay.
Surrender to yourself. That's a big thing.
Yeah. Love you, shifties.
Love y'all.
See you. Let the shift hit the fan, let the shift hit the fan.